One thing we seem to be consistently good at here in Ireland, and maybe we don't say it often enough, is writing. Last night, Limerick-born, Dublin-based Paul Lynch won the annual Booker Prize, the most prestigious literary award in the English-speaking world. And furthermore, would you believe, he is the sixth Irish writer to win that, which I think is just incredible. Have a quick listen to the moment he was announced as winner.
I am delighted to announce that the winner of the Booker Prize 2023 is Prophet Song by Paul Lynch.
The rational part of me believed I was dooming my career by writing this novel, though I had to write the book anyway. We do not have a choice in such matters. To quote the apocryphal Gospels, if you use what is within you will save you. If you do not use what is within you will destroy you. My writing has saved me.
That's Paul Lynch there. He was born in Limerick. He's living in Dublin now, I understand. And his book, Prophet Song, won the Booker Prize for Literature. And as I said already, the sixth Irish author to do this. And this, I think, is just absolutely remarkable. So on the show today, we're asking, what is it about Ireland that we consistently produce incredibly talented writers? Well, joining me on the show to talk about this a little bit more is Maura Logue, who now is based at St. John's in Listowel, the Arts Centre. But previously, Maura was involved with Writers Week, and she's also a big reader. We're also joined by Limerick-based, Listowel-born writer Roisin Meaney, who has written more than 20 successful novels herself and is a very talented writer indeed also. Maura and Roisin, welcome to the programme.
Thanks,
great to have you both with us.
Hello, Maura.
I might start with yourself, Roisin. What's in the water here in Ireland? I mean, six Booker Prize winning novelists over the years. That's just incredible.
It's amazing, Deirdre, isn't it? For the size of us, like, you'd wonder how the heck do we do it. I'm not sure. The only thing I can come up with is that we all love to talk. And I'd say the Irish are probably among the best talkers in the world. So I suppose it's inevitable that some of the great talkers can translate that, can transfer that spoken word to the written word and produce stories that we all want to read. That's my theory anyway. All through the ages, we've punched above our weight. And, you know, we're a nation of talkers and storytellers.
So what, do you think one skill kind of translates onto another? If you're a good talker, it means you're a good communicator, and ergo, you'll probably be a decent writer too.
No, not necessarily. I think a load of people are great talkers and they might not have the skill to translate it onto the page. But there are certainly enough of the good talkers to be able to do it. So I think that's why we have a proportionately high percentage of writers compared with other countries. And I mean, it's amazing that six Irish writers made the long list, and then two made the short list. Like, it's incredible when you think about it. And Paul was the sixth Irish writer to win the prize. Really, it's such an achievement. But no, I think not all speakers can write.
And Maura, what do you think? What is it about Ireland that we just seem to produce these great writers?
Well, look, you're talking to Roisin Meaney there, who's got 20 books behind her, and she said that her writing career started when she was sitting at the breakfast table and Kellogg said, write a short story, and therein started her creative career. I don't know, look, I suppose in Ireland we admire our writers and we are very accepting of writers, and we know our writers, and it's something that we do in Ireland. You know, it's not odd, or if somebody came up to you on the street and said, oh, by the way, I've just published my book, like, you'd go, oh, great, that's fantastic. You know, so we're really encouraging, we're really accepting of people who take on a career of writing. And I think we understand what is now involved, because we have such a plethora of Irish writers, right down to the generations, and they're consistently coming out, the next generation, the younger people. It's not an older generation people who write. It's everybody who has it in them to put a book in place, you know. And like, like Paul, as Roisin said, Paul Lynch and Paul Murray making the shortlist is absolutely fantastic. And Roisin would know that, you know, when they came to the Stone Writers Week, first of all, it was, I don't know, when Paul came and he won in 2018, was I think his third novel, but he'd been down previous to that, and he was only young and starting out, and Paul Murray was the same. They were like these little whippersnappers that were around, you know, come to town with their books. I mean, it's fantastic. It is really brilliant.
No, Maura, you mentioned there that we encourage and we foster circumstances in which good writers can thrive, and that's one thing. But what I'm interested in exploring is there something in our DNA as Irish people, when you consider all that we've lived through, the various church scandals, the sex scandals in the church, even, you know, the famine, being oppressed by British rule for so long, do all of those things play a part as well?
Yeah, we do. In fairness, we offer up good, great old subjects, don't we, for people to write about, you know. So I suppose, you know, adversity is, and the Irish history has been a great one. But, you know, if you think about the Booker winners, Roddy Doyle, Paddy Clark, you know, he won for that, and that was about a family life. Anna Burns wrote about Milkman, wrote Milkman, and that was about Northern Ireland. So yes, all these things have contributed. Paul Lynch's novel, I haven't read it because I kind of get to the stage where I say, okay, I'm keeping that for Christmas. His is about the future, it's a dystopian novel. So, you know, we lead very colourful, the country is very colourful for writers and subjects and things like that. So yeah, we do news, you know, John McGahan writing about the, and John B in fact writing about the oppression of women in the 60s, 70s, you know, they wrote fantastic words about the subject of women being oppressed and in the home and things like that. So yeah, we do offer great subjects up to writers, you know, Anne Enright writing about the gathering, again a family and funeral. So those are the kind of things, themes that we are great at.
Roisin, what do you think? I mean, the fact that we're an oppressed people, or were an oppressed people for so long, and then, you know, and I'm not making light of it, but like the miserable weather, you know, the widespread alcoholism in this country, all of that in a weird way seems to tap into creativity, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, there's definitely a darkness in the Irish psyche, and I suppose it is. It comes from a combination of things, really. It could be darkness within the person's own family. It could be just more a country thing, like the famine, or like the, you know, the church troubles, whatever you want to call them, the mother and baby homes, all that, the Easter Rising, anything like that could have contributed to the kind of underside of how we think. And again, that's inevitable that it comes out in some stories. And even the kind of books I write, like you wouldn't call them dark stories at all, but I always try and put in something, and I know every writer does, really, put in something that's dark to balance the other. I think every book has to have a balance of light and dark, and maybe it is easier for Irish writing to portray that darkness just because of, you know, all that has happened, all that's in our history, in our society, in our own families, whatever.
That's interesting.
And Roisin is brilliant at, you know, her writing is life now, and it's everyday life, but, you know, everyday life is not normal sometimes, and there come from it are stories like anniversaries or weddings or, you know, funerals or something happening, and you know, Maeve Binchy is the same, like it's just, it's everyday life, and you have people like Roisin, like Maeve Binchy, like Ethna Shortall, who are telling, you know, fantastic women who are telling these stories, and it's, you know, it's just brilliant, you know.
Maura, I wonder, is it, now you'll know a lot of international writers as well, or you'll have come across a lot of international writers from your years with Writers Week. Is it that we're a more we're a more interesting race of people than we'll say, I don't know, the Scandinavians or the Dutch or whatever, that, like, you know, you don't hear
I'm
of
telling them.
We love the Scandinavians because they write fantastic
crime novels. Is it?
Yeah, yes. And that kind of thing. Yeah. But then we have like the likes of Liz Nugent. So look, we love our writers, and our writers are great people, and they are very, like, Paul Lynch is a really lovely person. Paul Murray are really lovely, lovely people. Elaine Feeney, who was long listed, they are the best crack, like, and here they are, they're putting out these fantastic novels. They're everyday people who have, like Woisin was a teacher, or Elaine was a lecturer, or Elaine was lecturing in Galway, or a teacher in Galway, and they have just got the book in them, and they're the ones who are the brave ones who have put it on paper.
And there's probably a lot more people out there who haven't done it yet and probably do have a book in them. Roisin, do you have to have a little bit of darkness within you, within your soul somewhere, or a little bit of sadness in your past or whatever, to make you a really, really good communicator or a really good writer?
I suppose you do, Deirdre, but then who among us doesn't have some sadness in their past? You know, you could say everyone has something, especially when you get to my age and you have a lot of past.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be things that happen that, you know, gave you pause for thought, broke your heart maybe, and that do, they do inform your writing for sure. Yeah, you bring everything in that's in you out in your books, whether you're aware of it or not, I think. Sometimes I write a book and it's only maybe a couple of years later I think, oh, jeepers, I know now why I put that bit in, you know. It's just they're part of you, I suppose. Yeah, and the good and the bad.
Maura, you were saying,
And like Roisin was saying, you know, we don't understand it. You know, I'm not a writer, so I don't understand it. But, you know, when you talk about, when Roisin talks about there, is that she didn't realise she'd put that there, and she didn't understand why she had. And Paul Lynch was the same last night when he was saying, like, his book saved him. You know, he's writing. Yeah. He had to write. He had to write because he was a writer, but he, you know, he had to do it. He couldn't do anything else because he would have probably burst inside. And Roisin probably feels the same. And a lot of our writers, you know, like, look at Joseph O'Connor and the writing he has done. And it was just a, you know, if you think, take his last book, which was about Monsignor
O'Flaherty.
You know, that was just a spark of a conversation that he had down in the stall when there was a play on down there about the exact same subject, and that just started something within him, and he just investigated it and read up on it, and he just brought a brilliant story together about it.
Yeah, so there you go. And before we finish up, we better I think we need to mention The Next Generation, Maura, because you were telling me on the phone, but I actually knew it already. There, a young lad from Listowel or Liselton or somewhere like that had his book launched at the weekend.
And apparently it was like mobbed. Danny is his name. I met him a few weeks ago. He came in to meet Brezzy, Niall Breslin, who, you know, writes children's books and wellness books. But Danny came in and I met him and his sister and his mom, and they came in to meet Brezzy because he was a huge fan. And Louise, who had organised it, she's our visual arts coordinator, and she introduced me to Danny, who had published his first book. I think he's about 11
years old. He's 11,
Is he 11? Yeah.
Incredible.
A beautiful book, and he was so proud of it, and he was telling us all about it, and he was telling Brezzy all about it, and he, in fact, Cara in the Kerry Writers Museum, who puts together, has Fighting Words, schools come in, and as part of the Fighting Words program, which is creative writing for schools, it takes place in the Kerry Writers Museum on a monthly basis, and they have volunteers from around town who come in and help. And Danny has written his book through this, and through his school or whatever. So, and it's fantastic. And it was packed, it was absolutely mobbed, apparently. Mobbed.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it's great to see him coming up, and I'm hoping that we might be able to talk to Danny on the program later on in the week.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm going to leave it there, but thanks a million to
both of you.
And Roisin, you've a new book out as well, don't you?
Oh, I have, Deirdre. It came out in October. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Oh, A Winter to Remember. I got a senior moment there. A Winter to Remember. Yeah, and it went into the top 10 and stayed there for a few weeks, so I was delighted about that. So yeah, it's a Christmas read. So
Very good.
Number 21, so I'm already on the next
one. You're already in the next one. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Ballybunnan hasn't been the same without the two of you since you left in childhood.
Thanks, Maura.
We'll let you go, ladies. Thanks a million for that.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Bye. That is Maura Logue there, formerly of Writers Week, now of St. John's in Listowel, and Roisin Meany, novelist of 21 novels, would you believe, talking about Paul Lynch, who last night was announced as the winner of this year's Booker Prize for his book Prophet's Song. So we've heard what Maura thinks, we've heard what Roisin thinks, but we want to know, what do you think? Why do you think that we're such a creative race of people here in Ireland? why do we write such great books, universally acknowledged great books? Have a think about that one and do let me know.